Paul, what was your reaction to the hit by Dustin Byfuglien on Stone?
It's you just don't see those very often. It's clean. It's so hard that you're wondering how a guy can come back from it, but he did. Good for him.
Well, this might be a broken record kind of question, but how about a comment on Mark Scheifele's growth in the last little while?
Well, overall, his season was good. In December, he was in 12 goals and doing some good things, but more in a position to kind of be a driver on a line, but not playing against the other team's best. So played with Perreault and Ehlers, and they generated some offense. His injury really set him back. He had two, and the second injury, his leg injury, and it set our team back in Dallas, I think, on the 7th or the 8th of January, and we missed him greatly. And I think he's, most importantly, he's committed to working on the things he needs to. You can reference the first goal against, there's parts to his game where he's learning, and it's a different league when you play against the other team's best players. They don't need much room, and Mark's becoming one of those kind of guys offensively. So, clearly that line wasn't what we had hoped for or expected tonight, but found a way to tie the game and didn't have a lot of room to make the play and made the play.
Coach, on a night that ends like this, what's going to have most of your attention and why? The way you pushed back in the third period or Ben Chiarot's fumble?
I won't spend a whole lot of time on Ben Chiarot's fumble. There was fumbles all over the ice. We're lacking a bit of the 60-minute drive, the execution with the puck, just some of the sharpness. I didn't feel there was a whole lot of sharpness going on by either. We put up, about 18 even string shots. They had about 13. I think four or five of their best never got to our net. But we'll go back and evaluate them more individually, the players, how they handle certain things, where they can get better at that. But as a group, I'm going to keep working on trying to get them a little more rested. We're dealing with some fatigue, mental and physical. It's not an excuse. It's a fact of what we're dealing with. So some guys, Dustin Byfuglien, I played a pretty darn good game, and this is a guy who's playing big minutes, and he's a force. Like, he just looked different than most of the other players. And I'm not just physically. His involvement in the game was, I was going to say, impactful, but that, I'm not trying to create a pun here. A big, strong man that can drive through. He can handle this. We've got a few other guys that I think they're at, and then we got a whole bunch of guys that this is quite an experience for.